And now there is more.
This bonjour to you, the radio show that's responsible for milking ears. So keep listening and book a trip to the ER every Tuesdays and Thursdays from 3 to 4.
Okay, guys, it's that time of year again. It's Christmas time just around the corner, and you're listening to Boozoo to you. My name is Lewis Wesley, and today is December 16th, 2010. Yes, it is already the end of the year, and just in a couple weeks, think about it. It's going to be 2011. 11 years ago, it was something, but it was 2000. Yeah, 11 years ago. And when you really think about that, it's crazy. That's a lot of time that went by. Anyway, we got to talk about a little bit of stuff here. I'll give you your weather on one side, and I'll give you some Christmas stuff, and, you know, just mix it up a bit. See you in a bit. Listen to some music, guys. Enjoy.
Hey, Jill. You know the old sugar daddy. They be tricking, they tell them girls.
I said you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice, and we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, late night sex so wet and so tight. I gas up a jet for you tonight, and baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Pick up the telephone, you know it ain't nothing to drop a couple stacks on you. Want it, you can get it, my dear. $5 million home, drop business, I swear. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell the mother bro nigga, be quiet. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice, and we can pop bottles all night. Baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, late night sex so wet and so tight. I gas up the jet for you tonight, and baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. In the traffic, everybody know it ain't drinking if you got it. And you never ever gotta go in your wallet. Long as I got rubber band banks in my pocket, 5-6 rides with rims and a body kit. You ain't got a downgrade, you can get what I get. My chick can have what she want. You go in there and stomp her head and bag she want. I know you ain't never had a man like that to buy you anything your heart desire like that. Yeah, I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need nobody. You want it, I got it, go get it, I buy it. Tell them all the broke nigga, be quiet. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice, and we can pop bottles all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. So tight, I gas up the jet for you tonight, and baby, you can go wherever you like. I said you can go wherever you like. Yeah, I'm talking big boy rides and big boy ice. Let me put this big boy in your life. The thing gets so wet and hits so right. Let me put this big boy in your life. That's right. I want your body, need your body. Long as you got me, you won't need. Stacks on deck, Patron on ice, and we can pop bottles all night. And baby, you can have whatever you like. I said you can have whatever you like. Yeah, late night sex so wet and so tight. I gas up the jet for you tonight, and baby, you
Bujo, Ninder, Triller, Netajnikas, Sandy Lake, Natuji. We, the students at Dennis Franklin Cromarty High School, would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Bujo, Nin, Darlene Barkman, Netajnikas, Sandy Lake, Natuji.
Bujo, Nin, Rita Barkman, Netajnikas, Sandy Lake, Natuji.
Bujo, Gatidanawak. Angel Edition Cast, Kimisha Lake Natonji, and Merry Christmas.
Bujonin Claudia Linklater, Sandy Lake Nduchi, Kui Menyo Makshaw Gishga Antona.
Bujonin Aaron Fiddler Edition Cast, Muskrandam Nduchi.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
My name is Bob, and I approve this message.
I got the magic in me. Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold. Everybody knows I got the magic in me. When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me. Now everybody wants a breast of magic, magic.
Any verse, I hypnotize you with every line. I'll need a volunteer, how about you, with the eyes? Come on down to the front, stay right here and don't be shy. I have you time traveling, have your mind babbling. People trying to inherit the skills, so they asking it. Even David Blaine had to go and take some classes in. I see mind freak like, what's up man, what's happening? So come on, come on, and see the show tonight. You better be astounded, no ghost or poltergeist. You know I'm no Pinocchio, I never told a lie. The magic man, a floating cloud nine.
I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
Every time I touch that track, it turns into gold.
Yes, it turns to gold.
Everybody knows I got the magic in me.
I got the magic, baby.
When I hit the floor, the girls come snapping at me.
They be snapping, baby.
Everybody wants a blast of magic, magic.
The world flew to the dark side of the moon. After all I knew it had to be something to do with you. I really don't mind what happens now and then, as long as you'll be my friend at the end. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman might and kryptonite. You call me strong, you call me weak, but still your secrets I will keep. Took for granted all the times I never let you down. You stumbled in and bumped your head. If not for me, then you'd be dead. I picked you up, put you back on solid ground. If I go crazy, then will you still call me Superman? If I'm alive and well, will you be there holding my hand? I'll keep you by my side with my superhuman.
Anyway, Merry Christmas, guys. Christmas is just right around the corner. Exactly. Anyway, today is December 16, 2010, and there is 9 days till Christmas Day, Christmas morning. What are you going to do for Christmas? What do you want for Christmas? That's what I did earlier today. I went for a walk around the town, checked out the sights, and I got to ask people what they wanted for Christmas. So we'll be checking that out probably on Tuesday or Thursday, maybe. One of the Christmas episodes, I think. It'll be fine. But anyway, here is your weather report. Sandy Lake Bekanskum, today, snow amount to 2 to 4 centimeters. Temperature steady near minus 11. Tonight, periods of snow amount to 2 centimeters, becoming light this evening. Temperature steady at minus 11. Friday, periods of snow late in the evening, then cloudy with a high of minus 2. Pickle Lake and Cat Lake, today, periods of snow amount to 2 centimeters. Temperature steady at minus 10. Tonight, periods of snow. Temperature steady near minus 13. Friday, periods of snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with a high of minus 8. Summer Beaver and Wenamun Lake, Kingfisher Lake. Today, periods of snow, high minus 9. Tonight, periods of snow, temperature steady near minus 9. Friday, periods of snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with a high of minus 5. Big Trout Lake, Asatchiko Lake. Today, snow with a high of minus 5. Tonight, snow ending, snow amount to 2 to 4 centimeters. Temperature steady at minus 6. Friday, snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with a high of minus 3. Fort Hope, Lanzahouse, and Ogeki. Today, periods of snow, high minus 6. Tonight, periods of snow, amount to 2 centimeters, low minus 11. Friday, periods of snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with amount to 2 centimeters, high of minus 5. Webukwe, today, periods of snow, amount to 2 to 4 centimeters, high of minus 6. Tonight, periods of snow, amount to 2 centimeters, low minus 11. Friday, periods of snow ending in the morning, then cloudy with a high of minus 5. Moosonee and Fort Albany, today, periods of snow amount to 2 to 4 centimeters, high of minus 1. Tonight, periods of snow, 2 to 4 centimeters, Low of minus 5. Friday, periods of snow ending in the morning, then cloudy. Snow beginning early in the evening with amount of 2 to 4 centimeters, high minus 2. At Blockstad today, periods of snow amount to 2 centimeters, high as 0. Tonight, snow amount to 2 centimeters, low of minus 5. Friday, snow ending early in the morning, then cloudy. Snow beginning early in the evening, and then a high of minus 2. Fort Severn today, periods of snow amount to 2 centimeters, high as 0. So it seems to be warming up out there. Tonight, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, temperature steady near minus 2. Friday, cloudy, 40% chance of flurries, temperature steady near minus 2. Pewaunik, today, periods of snow, temperature steady at zero. Wow, it is really warming up out there. But you know what's going to happen, right? It's going to cool down. It's going to cool down fast here soon. Anyway, tonight, low minus 5 with some clouds. Tomorrow will be cloudy, snow beginning in the evening with a temperature steady at minus 3. In the city of Thunder Bay and Superior West, today cloudy with sunny periods, high minus 10. Tonight, cloudy periods, chance of flurries. This evening with a low of minus 15. Friday, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries. In the evening with a high minus 9. Kenora and Esther Falls, today cloudy, 40% chance of flurries, high minus 14. Tonight, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, low of minus 18. Tomorrow, cloudy with a high of minus 12. Dryden and Ignace, today a few flurries ending this afternoon, then cloudy, high of minus 14. Tonight, cloudy, chances of flurries this evening, low of minus 17. Friday, cloudy, 60% chance of flurries in the afternoon and evening with a high of minus 13. Fort Francis and Rainy Lake. Today, a few flurries ending in the afternoon. High of minus 14. Tonight, cloudy. Low of minus 18, so it's getting cold. Like, cold. Friday, 60% chance of flurries. High of minus 13. Algonquin and Uppsala. Today, cloudy. 40% chance of flurries. High of minus 13. Tonight, cloudy. Low of minus 18. Friday, cloudy with a low of minus 12. Red Lake, Eyre Falls. Today, flurries with a high of minus 14. Tonight, cloudy with 60% chance of flurries, low of minus 16. Tomorrow, flurries with a high of 9. And finally, here in Sulicote and Savant Lake. A few flurries early this afternoon, then cloudy with 40% chance of flurries, a high of minus 13. Tonight, cloudy with 40% chance of flurries, low of minus 16. And tomorrow should be cloudy, 60% chance of flurries, with a high of minus 11. And that was your weather report. So yeah, it is warmer. Yesterday was pretty cold over here in Sulicote. It was like nippy cold where you walk. The air is so dry and your face just kind of burrs up and it kind of burns and... Anyway, so next song we got is Far East Movement, Girls on the Dance Floor. After that, next little segment I got it for you is the video game delays, Bougie to You video game delays. And after that, after some more music, I'm going to go into the Batman. I changed the name. It's called the Batman, the Zazz Files. Victor Zazz. Anyway, here's Girls on the Dance Floor. Enjoy, guys.
Hit the dance floor. I'ma get you drunk and make you lose control. Got a heart so bad, swing your head just like that. I don't care, after here I'm about to take you home.
Yo, sip a little hand and I'm good to go. Got the hood feeling so remarkable. When the clock hits four, I'm out the dough. So get your ass on the flow. Get your ass on the flow. Get your ass on the flow. Oh, you don't hear me though? Get your ass on the flow.
Yeah. If you're looking for me, I'm with the. I'm easy to see, I'm with the. You know I love it when the. You're looking for me, I'm with the. I'm easy to see, I'm with the. You know I love it with the. That's why this one is called the.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Bonjour, mien Angie Nadishnikas. Ma pek ich kan dunji. Wajja manawa. Merry Christmas.
Bonjour, nien Jonkin Nadishnikas. Wegma leg na dunji. Merry Christmas.
Bonjour, nien Bishus Mamakwa Nadishnikas. Kimshir leg na dunji. Gamino makjagi jikanatunawa.
Bonjour, nien za Michael Sample Nadishnikas. Casablanca and the Tuji. Merry Christmas. Kakana Reserves.
Bonjour. Nin Darren Triller and the Desnikas. Sandy Lake Natuji. We, the students at Dennis Franklin Cromartie High School, would like to wish everyone a Merry Christmas.
Okay, guys, this is my Christmas special. You guys know that. Well, you listen to Bujo TU News, and this is some stuff, sad news, that you guys might not know, but you're not going to be able to get these video games till next year. Apparently, these games are supposed to come out this time. They're in the holidays, but they're not. So, sadly, they will be out next time. So, if you want to get them after, though, you can find these later. Okay, this is what one of these games, SOCOM 4. Oh, I was expecting this game for so long. Then, this is what happened before, another one of Sony's big fall games also got pushed back. SOCOM 4 was added to PlayStation Move support, but was one of the company's big titles coming this fall to help sell its new motion controller. We're actually certainly aware that we're looking forward to playing SOCOM 4 this year, but we don't want to take any shortcuts. Sony said in a statement, instead we want to deliver the best, most immersive SOCOM game we possibly can, and we're going to use the extra time to do that. So now, developer Zipper has said they're eyeballing a 2011 release. However, the studio does not elaborate on what month we could see it. It's likely the title will ship in the first half of next year. Yeah. So that's too bad, I guess, in a way. But, you know, there's always other games out there. You know, you don't have to be so sad. I am, a little bit. A little sad inside. I don't know what this game is. Apparently, High Voltage. You guys ever heard that? High Voltage Software's... No. High Voltage Software's follow-up to 2009's sci-fi shooter for Wii got pushed into 2011, probably because there's simply too much big shooters this holiday. Yes, there is too much big shooters this holiday. Now the game was originally shipped on November 2nd, but due to reasons the developer would not reveal the slated, so early 2011. This game I was looking forward to. They said on E3 it would be ready this fall, and it's not. Nintendo's originally scheduled the newest Zelda title for Wii as late as 2010, released back in January. The Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword was first revealed at E3 in 2010. Yeah, I reported that. Now, 6 months later, series producer Elijah Munia told Nintendo Power the company is now aiming for an early 2011 release. The base is now very old, very solid, yeah, so 2011. Ugh. This game is on my watch list since forever. I remember playing this with our buddies. We'd go, like, we had the old Xbox before 360 came out. You get the Xbox, your buddies come over, play 4-on-4 against each other. Guess what that game was called? Ghost Recon 2. Oh, that game was so awesome. Everyone could play co-op on that. That was awesome about it. Each buddy, like 4 players, could play co-op and do missions. You could play, fight against each other, whatever. That was a good game. I was looking forward to that this summer. I wanted to buy it for Christmas, but no. Ubisoft's latest installment in the Ghost Recon series is coming no earlier than April instead of this fall. With the publisher saying it was simply too crowded for the holiday due to a very competitive environment, we've decided to move the game out to the Christmas quarter, from the Christmas quarter into the March quarter, said Ubisoft CEO Yves Guillemot, whatever. It may also provide additional time for developers to realize their ambitions. Now Ubisoft stated Ghost Recon Future Soldier is now shipping no earlier than April 2011. An early summer release seems like at that point. Oh, that's not that good. Aw, I'm a little sad by that. You know what, another game? Max Payne 3. If you guys bought Red Dead Redemption, it's in that. Like, it shows, like, oh, reminder to buy Max Payne 3. That's not going to come out until 2011. Also, Gears of War series. Gears of War 3. No, it's not coming out this fall, so you guys will not be seeing it in stores. Gears of War 3 was another big one on people's lists. The Epic Games' third installment of the Gears of War series has never slated for release in 2010. Yeah, but I'm pretty sure they said it would come out late 2010, but it's been pushed back. So it should be noted that particular delay is one of the year's biggest. Gears of War 3 was originally coming in April 2011. Microsoft now wanted to make sure it had something big for holidays next year, so it's pushed additional back 6 months. Oh my god! So you might know, like, Gears of War 3 might not even come out till next Christmas even. Gears of War 3 promises to be the biggest entertainment launch of 2011. A Microsoft spokesman said the teams at Microsoft Game Studios and Epic Games have done great works thus far, readying the title for release in the spring of 2011. However, they're elected to move the launch of Gears of War 3 until fall 2011 to make their mark red title for the holiday season. And those are some games that aren't going to be coming out, guys. I was looking forward to some of them. Ghost Recon for sure. But Gears of War 3, that's another big game that's not going to come out until next year. So more Christmas special news and stuff coming up after the break. Thanks. Oh, yeah.
told this guy where I was from. He said, oh, Canada. Kind of laughed it off. It was funny, huh? Yeah. Come on. 1, 2, 1, 2. Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah. Yeah, from the land of the lost, Trans-Canada cross, patriotic and a honor with my hand on my heart. From the greatest of lakes, to the greenest of greens, to the rockiest mountains and everything in between. Oh, Canada, oh, you're no fan of us, cause a movie and TV shows are so amateur. Yeah, we laugh it off, that don't really bother me. Look, we ain't serious unless we really gotta be. Humorous attitudes like kids in a hall, the Jim Carrey, Mike Myers, how we claiming them all. It's a great white north, among the funniest actors, the front of the joke with an abundance of laughter. A red and white flag, keep it high, keep it visual. People say Canada gets stereotypical. Think we finish every sentence with buddy or bye. And if it ain't that, it's either dude A or guy. Kanataka A, yeah, we consider it people. And smoke a marijuana, we consider it legal. Still doing rap like the 1990s, but that's how we like it, off time and grindy. I know where I'm from and I told you before, north of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, oh, Canada. Oh Canada, oh Canada. I'm from Canada, oh Canada.
When the last makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. When the last makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. When the last makes a sick beat, we call it a classic. When the last makes a sick beat, we call it a classic.
I've been around the globe and heard the confusion. Honestly, a lot of y'all are ignorant and stupid. Yes, we have microwaves, TVs, and cell phones. Unintelligent, we invented the telephone. We made Yahtzee, the light bulb, hockey, and bred the greatest players, Gretzky to Crosby. We all got at least one drinking buddy, and after one drink, all of us think we're funny. A national mascot's a damn beaver. Oh Canada, we love our beaver. Home of Hell's Angels and RCMP. Home of Gordon Lightfoot and SCTV. The Underground Railroad. George St. Pierre right here's where we call home. A healthcare system, y'all know it's free. Keep a girls banging with a full mouth of teeth. I won't even get into the music industry. They say hip-hop is dead, nah, it's up north with me. I can do this all day, it's a part of my routine. But supper's almost done and tonight
routine.
I know where I'm from and I told you before, north of America, hard to ignore. Every time I go away, I tell them for sure I'm from Canada, oh, Canada.
I'm from the east coast of Canada,
oh, Canada.
I'm from the east coast.
Yeah, I'm from Canada. So sometimes words come over my mouth like this.
Get used to it.
Wild. I cheated to get what I got. Stepped all up and you H, the I to the T. And what you don't know, you just gotta believe. Whoa! The more I feel it, whoa! Whoa! The more I need it, whoa! Whoa! You say whoa, whoa with me, I'm so whoa.
Say whoa, whoa!
The more I feel it,
whoa! Whoa!
The more I need it,
whoa! Whoa!
You say whoa, whoa with me, I'm so whoa.
It's quiet right before the storm. I'm eyeing everyone I see, I'm silent. So damn fly, I'm a pilot. No, I'm a giant. Hope that you're ready when I set off the riot. See my band, see my clothes, be my fan, see my show, see my plans to be so dope that you like me and we so whoa.
Oh.
Dean is at Commissioner Gordon's residence. It's at night. An hour goes by, and Gordon finally makes it home. The rain is pounding the streets outside his windows. Gordon enters carrying his trench coat over his arm, with flowers clenched in his hands. He calls out for Barbara.
Barbara, I'm home.
He looks around in the dark room for her to appear. She doesn't. Then he notices a hint of light flickering in the kitchen. He heads towards it.
Barbara?
He enters the kitchen, which is barely lit by the glow of a candle. He blows out the flame and turns on the kitchen light. Zaz is standing in the corner of the room, now wearing a shirt. Victor Zaz.
You're late, Commissioner. I was starting to wonder if you'd make it.
Gordon quickly turns and pulls out his gun at Zaz.
Who are you? What are you doing in my house? Where's my wife?
So many questions and not even a hello.
Tell me where she is.
Zaz grins and starts to walk about around Gordon. Ever slowly, but walking around James Gordon.
Don't you move!
Zaz stops, but then keeps walking, exiting the kitchen into the hallway leading to the bedroom. Gordon follows Zaz with his gun and heads with him down the hall to the bedroom. As Gordon walks down the hallway, he notices he spots pools of blood. James Gordon.
Oh, God. No.
Zaz opens the bedroom door. Her blood smeared all over the door. Victor Zaz.
Sorry about the mess.
Gordon enters the room. His wife is on his bed. Her throat is cut. Blood soaks into the sheets. Gordon is in shock. Stands staring out the window. Gordon walks to his wife's side, his face trembling with fear as a single tear falls down his cheek. Victor Zaz.
Just think if you'd have to put your family in front of your job tonight, she might still be alive.
Gordon points his gun back at Zaz.
You want to kill me?
I can see it in your eyes. The anger. The idea that your life has no meaning now. I've been there. But I'm free of that now.
James Gordon.
Shut up. This ends now. I'm bringing you in.
Gordon pulls out his walkie-talkie off his belt.
This is Gordon. There's been a 187 at 521 Parkland Avenue, apartment 3C. I have the suspect in sight. All officers in the area, report immediately.
10-4, listen to all available units.
Gordon tightens his focus on Zaz. Victor Zaz.
Why do you think I'm still here? I'm here to help you. I can take the pain away.
Zaz reaches into his back pocket, pulling out his knife, which still has Barbara's blood on it.
Put the knife down, now!
Zaz starts to walk around the bedroom towards Gordon. James Gordon.
Stop where you are, or I'll shoot!
As Zaz moves closer, Gordon notices in the reflection of the mirror another man with a bat creeping up behind him from out of the bathroom. He takes a swing at Gordon. Gordon ducks. He palms his gun. and clocks the man in the nose, bringing him down. He's down. Zayas then runs at Gordon with his knife. Tries to stab him. Tries to stab him in the back. He runs Gordon into the wall, knocking the gun out of his hand. His blade doesn't seem to be piercing Gordon's flesh. Zayas spins Gordon around, rips open his shirt to reveal a bulletproof vest. He puts the blade to his throat.
The Black Mask sends his regards.
At that moment, Detective Allen sees from down the hall and takes a shot at Zayas. Catches him in the shoulder. Zayas runs to the bedroom window. Detective Allen enters the bedroom. He sees Barbara and is shocked, but gathers himself and tends to Gordon. Detective Crispus Allen. Gordon, you all right? James Gordon.
Yeah.
Gordon runs to the window and looks out. The rain blurs his vision, but he sees Zayas making his way down the fire escape. Gordon heads out the window.
I'm going after him.
Detective Crispus Allen. I'll get the car. Detective Allen leaves. Gordon makes his way down the slippery fire escape. As he makes it down the last few steps, a black car pulls up at the end of the alley. The windows open. Two automatic weapons appear. Gordon runs for cover behind the dumpster. They start shooting, keeping Gordon pinned down behind the dumpster while Zayas makes it to the car safely. The black car speeds away. Gordon quickly gets up and runs to the end of the alley. He spots the black car, but it's too far to get a shot off. Detective Allen pulls up in the car. Gordon runs around the passenger side and gets in and begins their pursuit. End of part one. Seen now is in Detective Crispus Allen's car. It's night and it's raining continuously. Detective Allen is on a radio calling in the situation while Gordon is trying to gather ammo. Detective Crispus Allen. This is Detective Crispus Allen. I'm with Commissioner Gordon. We're in pursuit of the black Cadillac Eldorado. No visible plates. There are at least four men armed with automatic weapons. Approach with extreme caution. All officers redirect to 23rd first. I repeat, all officers redirect to 23rd first. Immediately.
10-4, listen to all available units.
Detective Allen puts the receiver back in his holster. Crispus Allen. You ready? Gordon looks ready as he ever could be. A couple shots are fired at him from the Eldorado. Gordon opens his window and starts to fire back. He takes out the back window. The driver of the Eldorado sees the flashing lights heading straight for them. So he sharply turns left into another street, followed by Detective Allen's car. They continue to both return gunfire back and forth, both going at high speeds. Detective Allen gets the front of his car right up beside the Eldorado and bumps it. The Eldorado swerves, almost losing control. Detective Allen does it again, gaining the same result. A few blocks ahead, the Batman is watching from a rooftop. Seen now, rooftop, night raining continuous. Batman steps off the ledge and grabs his collapsible gun, similar to the sticky bomb gun from The Dark Knight. He steps up to the ledge and aims at the Eldorado. He shoots. A small EMP device attaches itself to the Eldorado. It takes out the car's electrical systems. The car stops. Detective Allen stops the car across from him. The Eldorado masked driver. What the hell? Masked passenger. We need to end this now. The four take cover behind the car and start to fire at Detective Allen and Gordon. Other cops start to arrive, creating perimeter around the Eldorado. They also fire at them. The police presence is starting to overwhelm them. They start shooting. Gordon grabs the megaphone. James Gordon.
It's over! Throw out your weapons and come out with your hands up!
Zayas turns to the masked men behind him. Victor Zayas.
Cover me!
The masked men start to shoot again as Zayas runs into the alley behind them. Zayas looks back and sees one of the masked men go down. He takes a left turn down the alley. He goes a little further and runs into a brick wall. He sees a door nearby and attempts to kick it in. After a few attempts, Batman appears and pulls Zayas to the pavement. Victor Zayas.
Oh, Batman, it's you. What took you so long?
Batman picks up Zayas by his shirt and stands him on his feet.
You think you're indestructible, don't you?
He starts to laugh. Batman kicks him in the chest, throwing him back to the ground. Zayas gets up slowly.
You're just a man. And one of these days, someone's gonna take you down.
Zayas pulls out his knife.
Maybe that's today. I'm gonna cut you and let you bleed out just like it did to Gordon's honey.
Batman fills up with anger. He catches Zaz's arm and lunges it back at him with the knife. He breaks his arm. He takes his legs out from under him, bringing him to the ground. Batman then starts to repeatedly punch Zaz in the face. At that moment, Gordon and Detective Allen come around the corner. Detective Allen attempts to engage, but Gordon stops him. Detective Christmas Allen.
We have to, sir.
Zaz is now obviously unconscious, but Batman keeps swinging away. Seconds later, a hand lands on Batman's shoulder.
It's all right. You can stop now.
Batman stops, looks at Gordon, then looks at Zaz, and realizes what he has done. A pool of blood starts to gather around Zaz's body. Batman stumbles back, with his hands shaking. The Batman. What have I done? Batman looks up at the people gathering where the balcony is watching. Detective Allen notices cops heading down the alley. Detective Christmas Allen.
Sir, backup's coming.
Gordon turns to the Batman.
Go, I'll take care of it.
Batman is still shook up, but he looks at Gordon and acknowledges. He starts to leave.
And Batman.
Batman stops and looks back.
Thanks.
Batman stands still for a second and pulls out his grappling gun and shoots it into the air and disappears into the night sky.
End of part 2.
Okay, guys. Hope you guys enjoyed the show so far, but it's the end of the day. You know how it is. It is the end of the day. The time is 3:51, and yeah, it's one of those days. Anyway, anyahoo. Oh, man. Anyway, I want to tell you guys about a Christmas tree. An $11 million Christmas tree, of all things. And where is it? It's in the Middle East. Christmas came in extravagant fashion to the Muslim desert emirates of Abu Dhabi as a glitzy hotel unveiled a bejeweled Christmas tree It's priced at more than $11 million. It's not on sale, though. It is the most expensive Christmas tree ever, with a value of over $11 million, said Hans Olberts, general manager of the Emirates Palace Hotel, at its inauguration. The 13-meter, 40-foot evergreen, located in the gold-leaf beduked rotunda of the hotel, I don't even know what that means, is decorated with silver and gold bows, ball-shaped ornaments, and small white lights. But the necklaces, earrings, and other jewelry draped around the tree's branches are what gives it the record value. That is amazing. It holds a total of 181 diamonds, pearls, emeralds, sapphires, and other precious stones, said Khalifa Karora, I can't even say his name, owner of the Style Gallery, which provided the jewelry. The tree itself is only worth about $10,000, which is all right. A 40-foot tree, 13-meter tall tree, to get in the Middle East. I guess you gotta buy it like from somewhere up, because there's no evergreens in the desert. So yeah, it does cost that much to get it down there, I guess. But anyway, the manager of the hotel said, yeah, the tree itself is about $10,000. He said the jewelry has a value of over $11 million. Actually, I think it's about 11.4 or 11.5. Whoa, that's a lot. Probably this will be another Dubai entry into the Guinness World Book of Records, Albert said. Adding to the Emirates Palace, plan to contact the organization about the tree, which will stay there until the end of the year. Man, and if you think that's crazy, keep listening to this. Asked if the tree might offend religious stabilities in the United Arab Emirates, where a vast majority of local population is Muslim. Albert said, I don't think that would be a problem. It's a very liberal country. That's not the part I was talking about. Let's see. This is the next part. Wait. Like the hotels in the United Arab, the Christmas tree is... Yeah, they had Christmas trees up in other hotels and anything. But this Emirates Palace that I'm talking about, this one hotel... The hotel, which bills itself as a 7-star hotel. Usually there's 5-star hotels, but this place is billed as a 7. The 7-star hotel. Why? Because for the small price of $1 million, you could have the 7-day stay. Yes, I said it. You could stay there for 7 days and it costs you $1 million. Guess what you get with it? Takers of the package will have a private butler. Someone in your room. Oh, yeah. Yeah, butler, I need this, I need that. Yeah, yeah, cool, cool. You'll also have a chauffeur driven a Maybach luxury car. So you also have a chauffeur. You can go anywhere you want in the city, and they'll pay you. They won't pay you, but they'll pay the gas and everything. They'll drive you around, whatever you want to do. That's at your disposal. Also, they have a private jet available for trips to the other countries in the region. So if you're staying there for 7 days and you paid $1 million for this, you know, let's go check out the other place. Let's go across. Let's take the jet. They'll give you the jet. Like, that easy. Man, $1 million can get that. And that's only for 7 days. So if you won $1 million, would you go do that? Maybe. Like, it'd be the best 7 days of your life, maybe. And in May, the hotel opened a gold vending machine. Not the vending machine is gold, like, and it puts out pop and stuff. No, it actually vends out gold. Like, you could buy gold earrings and everything. It's becoming the first place outside Germany to install a gold to go, the world's first gold vending machine, said Ex Oriente Lux AG, the German company behind the machine. Isn't that nuts? Like, you can get gold out of a vending machine now, if you were around that place, like, if you had enough money. instead of like going to Ireland's, well, I would not say it is, but instead of going to a jewelry store and stuff like that, you could just get it from a vending machine. Isn't that weird? Like, that's crazy times. And you know, in Japan, you could buy like entire foods and stuff. You could get a hotel room from a vending machine. Like, you just go up to the place, you just buy your hotel room from a vending machine and it drops the key. Isn't that awesome? Anyway, my last song of the day is an older one. Yeah, it's Rihanna featuring Jay-Z, Umbrella. That's it, guys. See you later. Later, guys. Later, 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 later. Yeah.
When the clouds come, we go. We Rockefellers, we fly higher than weather, and she flies are better. You know me, in anticipation for precipitation, stack chips with a rainy day. Jay, Rain Man is back, with Little Miss Sunshine. Rihanna, where you at?
You have my heart, and we'll never be worlds apart. Maybe in magazines, but you still be my star. Baby, cause in the dark, you can't see shiny cars.
Hi, this is Jeff Hindy from Wawatame. When it's Christmas time, I listen to CKWT 89.9.